Hello and welcome to QCast. I'm Genevieve Dicing with Quality. I recently spoke to Paul Keller, president of Quality America and author of McGraw-Hill's newly released SBC Demystified about SBC process performance.
How important is statistical process control to an organization's quality management system?
That's a great question. I think it focuses on some key issues that are sometimes forgotten by quality managers. I see this often simply because we sell both QMS software as well as SBC software. And I'm always amazed that there isn't more interest in SBC from some of our QMS customers. The short answer is SBC is extremely important for a successful quality management system. Let me explain why. The quality management system is often focused on a few key areas. CAPA, that's corrective preventive action, to identify, correct, and prevent the reoccurrence of nonconformances. Auditing, to ensure processes are using the quality systems effectively, and continuous improvement of the quality system itself. The system encompasses the full supply chain from your suppliers through to customers, as well as training the staff on the systems and processes. With regard to CAPA, when we talk about preventative action, we're referring to actions that will ensure the detected nonconformance will not reoccur. I suspect some practitioners think they can inspect their way out of the problem. That is, they feel by increasing inspection or monitoring the process output, they can prevent nonconformances from being delivered to the customer or received from a supplier. I discussed the fallacy of this argument in the April article, as did Deming in his Out of the Crisis text nearly 30 years ago. The problem with an inspection-focused approach is that after-the-fact sampling from process output is only credible if the process is in statistical control. In other words, you can't take a sample from a bucket of bolts and expect that sample to be representative of the bolts in the bucket unless the process that generated the bucket is in statistical control. The problem is, if the process is not in control, the bucket contains multiple distribution of bolts. The statistics of a sample from the bucket will assume the bucket contains a single distribution, not multiple distributions, and provide misleading results. The fact is, without evidence of process control, you have to apply 100% inspection to the bucket, inspecting each and every bolt in the bucket. So the inspection-focused approach is actually a very costly method for, quote-unquote, preventive action. And it's really not preventative at all. At best, it's reactive, at least when a process is out of control. Even for a process that's in control, it shows poor foresight, and that we could predict for the in-control process the percent of product exceeding requirements. Failing to address those issues before shipment is just simply a poor quality system. The economic approach to preventive action is process improvement to prevent the new occurrence of the nonconformance. Here again, Deming's Out of the Crisis discussed the need for a control chart to achieve process improvement. Since only a control chart can differentiate between a common cause of process variation, which is built into the process, and a special cause of variation. Deming discussed how reacting to common cause variation as if it were special cause increases process variation. I also discussed this in the April Quality Magazine article. The point is, you can't do meaningful process improvement without a control chart. Failing to recognize that is one of the reasons nonconformances reoccur at organizations and their quality department is constantly fighting fires. Finally, when we talk about improvements to the quality system itself, you're focusing on internal KPIs that estimate the system's responsiveness to problems. Here again, you need SBC to differentiate between expected common cause variation in response and the special causes of variation in response. Since special causes often provide insight into the dynamics of your system and thus the potential for improvement. At Quality America, we've developed an interface between our SBC and QMS software to help our customers take quality systems analysis to this next level and improve through systems feedback.
That marks the end of our QCast. Thank you for tuning in. For questions, visit www.qualityamerica.com.